Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. If you have a dating or relationship question or you need an opinion on something, go to the link in the bio and ask a question and get a personalized video sent back to you. It's in the linktree/thegameexposed, and you could ask a question and get a personalized video confidentially sent to you answering your question. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today, what I want to talk about is, are they relationship material? Okay, what does that mean? Are they relationship material? In other words, what I'm trying to tell you guys is this. When you're out there, you're dating, or you're starting to date somebody, you're unsure whether this person has the potential to be in a relationship with you, or that this person knows what it is to be in a relationship. So I'm going to go through some things to highlight whether you're going to know you could be in a relationship with this person. All right, first of all, you have to evaluate yourself, where you are in life. You know, are you just starting out of college? Are you in college? Is it later on in life? Maybe you're divorced with kids. See, everybody's in a different stage of life. So everybody's dating experiences and where they're going is going to be different. This is why there's so much mass confusion. Because a lot of times we're out there and we're looking for somebody and we find somebody who's in a different stage of life than we are, okay? Or has different circumstances that we have. In other words, you might be somebody who's never been married, has no kids, and now you're dating somebody who's divorced with kids, who's got a whole different mindset. So you want to know where you are in life and where you're going, okay? Now, when people date, there's people that, you know, are just starting out, they're dating, they're looking for a relationship, they're looking to get married, they're looking to have a family, and that's completely different than those people that have already been through that. And maybe they're looking for a relationship for other reasons. They're looking for companionship. Maybe they're not looking to have kids. Maybe they've already done all that, okay? So you got to really look at yourself and say to yourself, okay, where am I right now in life, okay? And that's very hard for a lot of the younger people because they haven't lived through it. So they really don't know how their life is going to transform. Because you guys, in life, you're going to go through different stages, okay? Like you get married, you have kids, you do the whole housewife thing or career and marriage. Or you might have gotten divorced and now you're dating while divorced. So you want to know where you are in life. And now you're out there and you're meeting different people and you're saying to yourself, is this person relationship material? Okay. Now, you look at the person's circumstances and you say to yourself, okay, they tell me they're looking for a relationship. We're dating. Everything's going great. All right. But now you've got to look into this person. What's the first thing you do? You look at their prior dating history. You look at their prior relationships. How did they end up? Why didn't they work out? Those kind of factors are going to give you insight as to, does this person have potential to be in a healthy relationship with me? Or does this person not know how to be in a relationship? Is this somebody who gets bored easily? Is this somebody who doesn't know what it is to sacrifice in a relationship? And how are you going to know that? By having conversations with that person. In other words, you may be talking to somebody and they may say something to you like, oh yeah, my ex, you know, she was always, you know, calling all the time or texting me, always wanted to know where I was and it got annoying and this and that. Now, that person might have had an annoying ex that was like tracking them or stalking them, But if you're in a healthy relationship with somebody, that person is not going to have a problem letting you know where they are, what they're doing, okay? So if you're dealing with somebody who's already got an issue about something like that, that is a red flag, okay? That is a red flag. That is somebody who values their freedom and, you know, doesn't want anybody, you know, doesn't want to have to answer to anybody, okay? Now, when we talk about, are they relationship material? Some of the things you guys want to look at is this. Number one, it doesn't matter what comes out of their mouth. I can't say this enough, all right? Whoo, you know, people are always talking about, oh, I want a relationship. I've been looking for you. Okay, that's great. Let's see where we go and let's see if your actions match up, okay? It's not what they tell you, it's what they show you. And that comes in time. That comes with consistency, you know, contacting you, getting on the phone, making plans to see you consistently. And a big indicator of whether this person is relationship material is that they will go out of their way for you. Okay, what does that mean? That means that, well, let me just reverse this a little bit. Somebody who is not relationship material is somebody who's always going to be making excuses. Excuses why they didn't call you. Excuses why they didn't text you. Excuses why they didn't see you. Excuses why they can't be in a committed relationship. Excuses, 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 you guys. Red flag, red flag, red flag. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. When one of the things you want to know when you're dating somebody, whether they're relationship material, is whether it flows, okay? Some of the best relationships or people that end up in relationships are things that you're able to work with the other person, okay? Oh my God, that's so true. Because when you're dealing with a toxic person, or you're dealing with a selfish person, or you're dealing with somebody who doesn't know what it's like to be in a healthy relationship, it's going to be difficult, all right? You're gonna hit the wall with these people because they're not looking to bend. You need somebody who's looking to say, hey, yeah, no, we could do this, or hey, no, that's no problem, or hey, you know, I have no problem putting in a relationship with you on Facebook, okay, and isn't hesitating because they're worried about somebody on their page seeing they're in a relationship, and they're not hesitating to put a picture of you and them up on their social media because they have nothing to hide. When somebody is afraid to show you in public, in other words, they're afraid to show that they're in a relationship with you, that is a red, huge red flag, you guys. Huge red flag. And you can't believe the nonsense when they say, well, you know, I'm a very private person and, you know, I don't want to put in a relationship because if it doesn't work out, you know how these people, you should not be worried about what other people think, all right? Bottom line, if you really care about somebody, or you want to show this person you are dedicated to them, you should have no problem making it public on your social media that you are in a relationship with somebody, okay? Why? Because your priority is that person that you are going into a relationship with, all right? That's one aspect of, is this person relationship material? Now, I'm going to move on to another aspect. Is this person relationship material? Is this person, you know, able to self-sustain themselves? In other words, they have a steady flow of income. They work, they're solid, they pay their bills. They don't have to be rich, you guys, all right? You don't need to find somebody who's rich. You just need to find somebody who's secure in their financial situation, okay? Now, some people say, well, you know, I'm going through a hard time and this and that. And that does happen, okay? But if you're going through a hard time, you shouldn't be dating until you're able to be on your feet and dating, all right? Or you have to look at somebody's track record financially. Maybe they're going through a hard time now,
but maybe, you know, the last 10 years they've been solid, then that's different. Because, yeah, things happen in life. You have the pandemic, people lose their jobs, and they go through a rough time. We get that. But what has the rest of their life been as far as financially? So now we're talking about, is this person relationship material? Are they stable? Are they able to go out on a date? Okay. And it's not a financial burden, because a date does not have to cost a lot of money. A date could be a slice of pizza. A date could be a cup of coffee. A date could be getting a hot dog off the hot dog guy and taking a walk through a park. You see where I'm going with this? So if somebody is telling you and making excuses about money, that is a red flag, you guys, red flag. And this person is not in a situation where they're able to date. And if they're not in a situation like that, how you expect to be in a relationship with somebody like that? And especially if you marry somebody like that, or you want to have kids with somebody like that, okay? Guess what? All the burden is going to fall on you, all right? So this person is not relationship ready to get into a relationship, all right? That's the next aspect. Now, another very important aspect you want to look at when you talk about, is this person relationship ready? All right. The family factor. Oh my God. Not enough dating coaches talk about this. And this is so important. And especially if you've been somebody who's, you're somebody who's been married. Let me tell you something, you guys. Family will make or break a relationship. Take it from me, all right? I'm living proof of this. What I'm trying to tell you is this. When you're dating somebody and you're saying to yourself, is this person relationship material? I want you to take a good look at their family, all right? Because these are the people that you're going to be around. These, especially if they're close with their family, all right? That goes if they're close with their family or they have kids or whatever their situation is. You have to say to yourself, do I want to be spending holidays with these people? Are these people respectful of me? Does my partner stick up for me? And that brings me to my next point, okay? If somebody is relationship ready, they are going to stick up for you. What does that mean? That means that if somebody disrespects you, one of their friends, one of their family members, even somebody you know disrespects you, they've got your back, okay? They got your back. And that was one of the aspects in my relationship that told me that me and my man are, he's relationship material because he's got my back, okay? He's got my back. Like, we had put a post up on Facebook or something like that. And I was reluctant. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this. And he said to me, he said, don't worry about it. He said, if anybody says anything disrespectful, he said, I'm going to check them and I got your back on that. All right. So that's how you know, this person is making you a priority and they're putting you above their friends, their family, and everything else because they respect you, all right? Oh my God, I can't say this word enough, respect. Is this person's relationship material? Do they respect you, you guys? Do they respect you? Or are they putting you down? Are they, you know, agreeing with their family or laughing at you or poking jokes at you or something like that? Then you know what? This person does not have your back. This person is disrespecting you. So when you're out there and you're dating and you're dealing with the family aspect, and again, I can't stress it enough, you know, a lot of you younger people don't understand this because you haven't lived through it. But once you get in a serious relationship or you're married or, oh my gosh, when you have kids, and, you know, you have the outside family. I want to see little so-and-so, okay? And you have to go around these people and everything like that. If you're not dealing with the right family, they're going to throw jabs at you. Or they're going to cause problems in your relationship because they're going to go to your partner and start talking about you behind your back. And then your partner's going to come to you and act funny. And you're going to sit there and not know what's wrong with your partner because these outside people are starting trouble, all right? That's why you got to look at somebody and say, is this person relationship ready that they're not going to be influenced by outside people? And that goes too, if you're dating somebody and they have a baby mama, ex-wife, ex-husband who has an influence on them. When it comes to children, you guys, like people say, well, how do you navigate, you know, when you're dating somebody and you got the baby mama in the wings or the baby father or something? First of all, when it comes to kids, it's all about the kids. What does that mean? That means you follow whatever is, you know, your settlement agreement if you have a divorce as to visitation, financially, and everything like that. You follow the agreement. This is why we do this in court, okay? So that there is no confusion later on, and there's no, because you follow the agreement, all right? So your relationship with somebody who's got a baby mama or baby father or something like that should be according to the agreement. There should be no other strings attached, like, oh, you know, they're having dinner at their baby mama's house or their ex-wife's house. No, okay? They could still, you know, maybe they had a nice relationship and they ended up okay with them and everything, but this is where boundaries come in. This is where boundaries come in. And I'm going to do a podcast, you know, with my man, and we're going to talk about outside influences. What does that mean? People's friends, all right? When your man has female friends or when you have male friends and the boundaries that you have to have, all right? A lot of people, you got to set those boundaries, you guys. Like, for instance, in my situation, at the time when I met, you know, my man, he had a cool female friend, and the first thing he did was introduce me to her. First thing he did was introduce her to me, and, you know, we became friendly and everything like that. He's not talking to her now because of other reasons, because they had a blowout over other stuff. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, when you talk about relationship, is this person relationship material? You have to set up What are the terms of your arrangement with this person? Okay, are they going to have female friends, or if it's the opposite, or if you're dating a female, does she have male friends? What are the boundaries there? Okay, in other words, she's not going to go off and sneak and have conversations with her male friends and not tell you. Okay, she's not going to have male friends that she doesn't introduce you to. All right, and vice versa. So when we talk about, is this person relationship material, that person's got to be okay with it. That person has to be on the same page with you. And somebody who gets it is going to be okay with that. Why? Because they're smart enough to know what goes around comes around. They're smart enough to know that if they do something that they shouldn't be doing, you're going to end up doing that and the relationship is going to break down. So this is why you have to respect each other, all right? And when you're asking yourself, you know, is this person relationship material? This person's got to know that you don't put up with nonsense. You don't put up with nonsense. And this is why a lot of people get run down, run over with, rather, because you're dating somebody and that person doesn't respect you, or that person thinks they're smarter than you, or that person thinks you're desperate because they feel like they could do whatever they want and you're still standing there. All right? So they may take advantage of you, but if they know that you're somebody that's not going to put up with the nonsense, that's going to bring them up to a higher level to know that, you know what, they can't play games with you. They can't play games with you. Now, there'll always be people that play games, all right? And even though you may, you know, you're letting them know what are your boundaries and everything like that, they may still try you, all right? And that's where you give them one warning, and if they do it again, you have to walk away, or you're going to be, you know, you're going to be treated like garbage later on, all right? So this is what I'm talking about, you guys, as far as, you know, are they relationship material? Somebody who is relationship material is going to respect your boundaries. Now, when we talk about boundaries, what are we talking about? Boundaries might be in the sense that when you call them, they pick up that phone, okay? They don't have loose boundaries where they feel they could call you 4 hours or the next day later. And, you know, when they get back to you, they get back to you. No, no, all right? And people always say, well, you know, I'm busy in my life and I have kids and I work 100 hours a week. That is an excuse, all right? That is an excuse, you guys. Believe me when I tell you. People make time for who they want to. People get breaks at work. Or people could let you know what? I'm working this shift. I'm not near a phone. As soon as I get off and get a break, I'll give you a quick text or I'll call you when I get back home, okay? You set up what is acceptable for the both of you. And if it works, then you know that this person respects you and that this person could be relationship material. You're not going to deal with a flake. You're not going to deal with somebody who wastes your time all week long and on the weekend they're not making plans with you. That is somebody who is not relationship material, all right? Somebody who disappears on the weekends. And this is what a lot of clowns do. They disappear on the weekend. During the week when they're bored and they're working and, you know, they're trying to let the clock run at work, they're hitting you up and talking to you. And then come Saturday night, they give you some lame excuse at 8 o'clock, like, I'm really tired, I'm going to go to bed. When in actuality, they're going out with somebody else or they could have somebody on the side, all right? So you got to pick up on all these things, you guys. It's up to you to read between the lines and say to yourself, is this person relationship material or is this person, they don't get it, okay? They don't get it, all right? Another thing I always talk about, you know, is you got to find somebody with some morals and values. That, in other words, their word means something, all right? Their word means something. But you as well have to hold yourself up to the same level. In other words, if they're respecting you and they pick up the phone every time you call or they text you right back, you've got to give that person the same respect back or you're going to lose that person. All right? They're going to say, I'm not going to keep calling you and, you know, it takes you forever to call me back. You're going to lose that person. So don't play games with anybody because when you're dealing with a straight up, and I'm going to use this from women to men, if you're dealing with a straight up guy, okay, and he's doing the right thing by you and he's calling when he should, he's making plans and everything like that, do not play games. Because somebody who's a straight up type of dude is not going to tolerate that. They will delete you fast. It doesn't matter how beautiful you are. It doesn't matter how attractive you are. Okay? You've got to show them respect back. Okay? Bottom line. Period. Dot. End of story. All right? So we're talking about, are they relationship material? And the other thing that you want to do, okay, when you start to try to figure out, okay, is this person relationship material or are they just giving me the BS because, you know, they're looking to get sex out of me down the line or maybe they want money out of me or they're looking for a place to stay or whatever their situation is, you've got to listen to the conversation you have with them. You've got to listen to what type of conversation they're having with you. Are they getting into deep conversations where they're talking about their goals? What do they want out of life? I'm telling you, this is a really good question, you guys. When you're dealing with somebody and you're dating them, you want to find out what are their dreams and aspirations. Where do they, I hate to even say this because it's so trite, like where do you want to be in 5 years? But rather than that, just say something to them to the effect of, you know, what are you looking to do with your life? You know, are you looking to build your business? Are you looking to stay at this company that you're at for the next 10 years? What would you like to do? And this is how you open the conversation up and get into their head. Okay. You get into their head and you see, you know, really where they're looking to go. Because a lot of times that people put on the mask and everything like that, and they, you know, they try to pretend they want a relationship and everything. Once you kind of, you know, change up the conversation a little bit and you get more into like career-based things, or you talk about where do you want to go with things in your life? You know, are you looking to buy a house down the line? Are you looking to live in the city? Are you looking for children? You know, what kind of things do you like? Or, you know, where would you like to be in life and stuff like that? This is how you open somebody up, all right? And some people may be guarded in the beginning, but as time goes by and the more conversations you have, the more they'll let their guard down and they'll open up to you. And you don't want to be attacking to somebody. You want to kind of like step back and let that person talk, all right? Because if you're attacking and you're bombarding them with questions, somebody is going to clam up, or they're going to feel like they're being interrogated. You don't want to make somebody feel interrogated. You want to make somebody feel comfortable with you. You want that person to trust you, all right? Because when we feel that we could trust somebody, that's when we open up. That's when the true self starts to come out, all right? Understand that, because it's very true. So now I'm continuing on about, are they relationship material? Now, look also at somebody's background, all right? And it's not a defining factor. You know, what was their childhood like? Did they have love from their parents? Did they grow up in a violent type of household, okay? Or something like that, where they don't understand what love is. They don't understand what a healthy relationship is. A lot of people are affected by their childhood, you guys. What type of childhood did they have? And that's really important too. When you get to that point, you get into that conversation to really find out, you know, what was their childhood like growing up? You know, did they have a household where they had one parent in the household? They didn't have a father figure, or their father treated the mother lousy or something like that. Maybe he cheated on the mother, or he abused the mother, or it goes vice versa too, because it could always go the other way, all right, with the abuse or cheating. You've got to see, what is that person's views on that kind of thing, all right? Either they become like their parents, or they say, you know what, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like that. And they're woke enough to recognize that they were in a damaged household growing up and they want to change that, all right? But a lot of people sit there and say they want to change that, and then they fall back into the pattern of what they know. So that really gets into deep conversation and finding out, is this person really woke and understands what it is not to fall into the pattern that they saw growing up, okay? And as time goes by and you watch their actions, you'll know whether they're, you know, emotionally healthy to be in a relationship with you, okay? And that brings me to the other factor. Are they relationship ready, okay? And that goes, somebody had asked me to do a podcast on this, which I did, emotionally unavailable men, all right? And it could be the same, you know, way with women, emotionally unavailable women, because a lot of women have been through things, they've been hurt in their past, they compare sometimes their past relationships to the new guy, and they're carrying it over, and they can't be in a normal relationship because they have these deep scars, all right? So you want to see, is this person emotionally available, okay? What does that mean? Are they emotionally available? One of the signs is, do they keep talking about their ex, all right? Do they keep bringing up their ex? My ex did this, and, you know, they cheated on me all the time, and they took me for granted, and I'm never, you know, going to put up with that and everything like that. You know, if they're still, you know, listen, everybody, or not everybody, but a lot of people have been hurt by exes, okay? And we've been hurt, but we move on. Is this person still bringing up that person's name? Okay. They may not be emotionally ready to be in a relationship with you because they still have that emotion of anger. Okay. And they can't get rid of it. And it may affect your relationship because now they're going to project it onto you. Now, another thing I want to bring up when you say to yourself, Are they relationship ready? You have to know what you want out of life. Do you want children? Do you want to live in the city? Do you want to live in the suburbs? Do you want to live in the country? What are your ultimate goals? Are you somebody who likes to travel? Now, you're looking at this person, right? And you're saying to yourself, is this person relationship ready for me? Okay? In other words, do they like to travel? Do they want children? See, children is a big factor, you guys. And especially if you're somebody who wants children and you're dealing with somebody, let's say, that's divorced. Like you might have a woman, you know, that's dating an older guy that's divorced, that already had kids, and he's not looking to have kids, all right? Because he had kids, he's not looking to have kids, whatever. And you get involved with somebody like that, and you're trying to change him into having children with you, okay? You want somebody who wants the same things you do, because although you may end up having children with that person may not be emotionally vested into raising a child. And you don't want to bring a child into this world unless you know that the person you're with is 100% in, because it's a lifetime commitment when you have children, you guys. All right. Understand that. You'll understand that people that have kids get it. All right. But when we talk about, are they relationship ready? One of the things is, are they on the same page as you? Are you guys going in the same direction and want the same things and think in terms of the same timeline? Now, another thing you got to keep in mind is, if you're dealing with somebody that you've been dating for a while and you're not getting the commitment out of them, all right, they're either very comfortable in the relationship and they're afraid to make that step, or they have doubts as to whether they want to marry you or be in a committed relationship with you. They're not going to tell you this, all right? They're not going to say, I have doubts about you. No, they're not going to tell you that, okay? But what they are going to do is they're going to stall you, all right? They're going to stall you as long as they can until you put their back up against a wall and let them know, you know what? If we're not moving on to the next step, I'm going to be stepping away from this relationship because I'm not going to have my life dragged on for years. If you're unsure, then you're not for me. And this is what a lot of people don't get. I saw this on Marriage Bootcamp, all right? I have to bring this up. There was a couple on there, and she knew this guy for many, many years, and she wanted to move to the next step, which would be to get married, and she wanted to have children. She's at that point in her life where she wants to get married and have children, and he was, like, reluctant and everything. Well, if he's reluctant, then he is not for you. This is where boundary. I love when we talk about boundaries, because this is what you have to do. Boundaries come into place, and you've got to let that person know, you know, I'm ready to move on to the next stage. We're not dating 6 months or even a year. We've been dating for years. If you're unsure, then maybe I'm not for you, and maybe I need to step back. Now, if this person lets you step back and walk away, then guess what? You just did yourself a fucking favor, because they weren't in all the way to begin with, all right? They weren't in all the way to begin with, all right? Because somebody who truly loves you, and I've seen this happen to people, you guys, somebody who truly loves you is not going to let you walk away from them, all right? And there's been situations that I know, a couple of married couples I know, where they were dating this guy, their husband now, but they were dating them, and, you know, he was reluctant to get married or whatever, right? And, you know, she was ready to step away from the relationship and walk away. And he said, no, you know, I'm not letting you get away. You know, like, you're not going to be with another man, all right? If somebody truly loves you, they won't be able to stand the thought of you with another dude. Okay, believe me when I tell you, all right? So they are not going to let you walk away. And if they let you walk away, then they weren't 100% into being with you, okay? They may love you in other ways. They love you that you're a good person or other things like that, but they love their fucking freedom more, all right? They love their freedom more. And this is what I'm talking about. Are they relationship ready? And somebody who's relationship ready is somebody who is able to sacrifice. They're able to put your needs above their needs, okay? And that is what true love is all about. When somebody is able to sacrifice and do something that they really don't want to do, but they're trying to do it for you because they love you and they care about you, that's when you know you got a real one, okay? That's when you know you got a real one, all right? Believe me, it's so true because I've seen it and a lot of my friends too. So that's what I'm talking about, you guys, with relationship ready, you know, because it's hard out there. You go out there, you date all these people, they seem nice, they got a nice job, they take you out to eat, you're smiling, you're laughing, you're having a good time with them, they're calling you and everything like that, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, the longer you date them, you start to see little things that rub you the wrong way or don't really feel like, you know what, is this person relationship ready? You know, they keep talking about their ex, you know, they disappear here or there, you know, they're not consistent on the dates and everything like that. They want to see me once a month or something. That is somebody who is not relationship ready. Ding, ding. Okay. Or you're dealing with somebody and they're always making sexual innuendos. Oh, how sexy you are. Ooh, and the things that I would do to you and, you know, I'd bend you over this bed or something like that. Their mind is all about sex. Okay? Sex comes later on. You want to see, is this person emotionally connected with you? All right? Can they have a good time with you without bringing up sex? All right. If you're dealing with somebody who's always making sexual innuendos, and especially in the beginning, that's a delete block. All right. If they're bringing that up in, you know, the first week or two and they're bringing up sex and everything like that, can you send me a pic? Can you send me a pic? Well, you know what you do? You send them a nice little headshot. Okay. They hate that. Send them a headshot. And they're like, well, you know, you got another pic. Send them a conservative picture. And if they have a problem with that, then guess what? They're just trying to look at you from a sexual aspect. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want them to just look at you as a sexual object. Because I've seen that when people do that, and it moves fast, it burns out fast, all right? There's nothing wrong with attraction. You could be attracted to somebody, you know, and, you know, we always say, you know, visual in the beginning. People are visual in the beginning. But it can't be all based on that. You've got to build that intimacy with somebody. And how do you build that intimacy? You have that mental connection with them. In other words, you guys can laugh about things. You could talk about their experiences or your experiences and how they relate and do you connect. And, you know, you could relate to each other. You get it. They get it. Okay. That's how you build that intimacy. And that is what builds the glue and the strength in a relationship. Not the sex, you guys. The sex is important. Don't get me wrong. The sex is important. You can't just go with somebody because, you know, they're a great guy or a great girl. This is how people end up in the friend zone, all right? Because they love the person. The person's like a friend. They have a great time with them and everything like that. But they're not feeling that chemistry with somebody. And it is important because I know from friends of mine, they married somebody that was a good guy and everything like that. The chemistry wasn't really there. And later on, they ended up divorced because they felt like they were lacking something in that relationship. So you got to have a balance, all right? You got to have that emotional connection with them, you know, that intimate, emotional, mental connection, spiritual connection, and also you have to have that sexual chemistry where you're attracted to them as well. They don't have to, you know, see, this is the balance of things. This is where people, they meet the wrong partners because you'll meet somebody and your chemistry is up here. Like you want to get that person in bed and you just want to bang the hell out of them, okay? But meanwhile, the intimacy is not there. In other words, when I say intimacy, I'm talking about the mental connection, the emotional, like you guys are connecting, talking about other things, and you're relating to each other, and you're building that bond there. So this is what happens with a lot of people. In other words, they'll go out with somebody who's a player. The chemistry is there. Oh my God, he's hot. Or she's so hot. She's like, she looks like an Instagram model and everything like that. But there is no emotional connection that you have with that person because you've gotten on the phone and either it's not there. Okay. Like a person can make conversation. Okay. I got to bring this up. There's a difference between having conversation with somebody. I should do a whole podcast on this. And also connecting mentally and spiritually with somebody. Okay. I'm a very spiritual person. So I'm going to bring that up. This is for the people that want to find somebody as well that's very spiritual. In other words, you don't just think according to this world and the body, you think beyond. You have a spiritual connection with somebody because you both have the same kind of beliefs, all right? This was one of the biggest connections I have with my man right now, is that we have also a very strong spiritual connection, okay? We get it. We know what it is. We know the purpose of life and what we're doing here and where we're going. And that's another very strong component when you're with somebody. If you're a very spiritual person, you know, you want to make sure that this person gets it. They're not just thinking in terms of, you know, living every day on this earth. They're thinking beyond, you know, where is their soul going and stuff like that. And, you know, people are going to have different views on this, all right? Some people believe in that, some people don't. But if you're somebody who believes in that, you want to find somebody who also believes in that, who gets it, all right? I can't say this enough. You want somebody who gets it, who's deeper, that understands, all right? That when somebody understands something and they get it, that is somebody who, you know, you could build with because they understand what it is to commit to somebody. They understand there's a moral connection with that person, okay? So when I was talking about conversation and how people pick, you know, different kinds of partners, like you might pick somebody who's really, really good looking, but you're not really having those conversations with that person because that person, you know, maybe they don't have much of a connection with you. You can't really get into conversation with them, or they're really not interested in what you have to say. You know, they don't care about your kids, or they don't care about where you went to school, and they don't care about your family. It's all about the chemistry. That is not relationship material. Okay. That is not relationship material. So it's got to be something where you have a balance. You have that connection and you have that chemistry and you have that attraction. They don't have to be the best looking guy or best looking chick in the room. You just have to have that attraction, okay? Because the other component of them, you know, being able to connect with you or knowing that this person really likes you is going to build the attraction even more, okay? We want people that want us. We don't want to go after somebody that is good looking, but if they can't show us attention or they can't commit to us or they like having 12 women, what good is that? Where are you going to go with that? That's somebody that you might sleep with, you might have a good one night stand with or whatever you do, and that's all they're good for. That's all they're fucking good for, okay? So, I mean, if you're looking to hook up or do something like that, that's one thing. But if you're looking for a relationship, that is not relationship material. That is somebody that you're going to end up having to chase, and you're going to end up having a headache because they are always going to be a little bit distant. Why? Because they have a lot of things going on, all right? You are not the priority. So when we talk about relationship material, make sure whoever you deal with, they make you a priority, okay? Now, people have other things going on in their lives, like they may have children or whatever. And remember, when you deal with somebody who's got children, their children is also a priority. So you've got to respect that as well, as long as they're not obsessive with it, okay? So, you know, that's what you have to keep in mind, you guys. So you'll know when it's right, it's going to be easy. Well, I wouldn't say 100% easy. You're going to hit your bumps along the road, all right? That's why we put into place boundaries, what we accept, what we don't. This is why you have conversations with the person to talk about, you know, no, I don't want you adding women to your social media. Whoever you have on there now, okay, fine. Don't be adding any more females, just like I won't be adding any more males. Whatever you guys decide to do. I'm just using that as an example in social media, okay? No, you will not be going and meeting, you know, your home girl unless I'm with you or unless I meet her and I'm comfortable with her and everything like that, okay? These are just examples of boundaries, okay? No, you know, you want to go out with the guys or whatever, that's fine. But just know that when I call, you pick up that phone, okay? These are examples of boundaries, all right? And you got to discuss this with the person that you're looking to go into a relationship with. And you guys got to be on the same page and you've got to give them the same respect back, all right? And if you're dealing with somebody who's like, yeah, you know, I have no problem with that. That's okay. And the same goes for you. You know, you go out with your girlfriends or whatever. When I call, you know, make sure you pick up that phone or make sure you get right back to me. And you respect each other. When you're dealing with somebody and you could respect each other and you make each other a priority and, you know, you're able, you know, you're an independent, secure person. You don't have to, you know, nurture or support somebody. You know, they could stand on their own two feet. This is somebody that you could work with. Ding, ding. Then you have somebody who's, you know, relationship material, okay? And I just want to add one other thing here, you guys. When we talk about emotionally unavailable men or emotionally unavailable women, you'll know that they're emotionally unavailable because they're not going to be able to work with you. They're going to give you excuses, all right? They're gonna bring up things from their past. Well, I don't know, you know, I went through this and I'm not gonna get hurt again and everything like that. So, you know, I'm not looking for a commitment. I'm not gonna get hurt again. Okay, you don't wanna get hurt again? Okay, well then maybe you and I are not on the same page and maybe I need to find somebody that is, okay? You go find yourself, all right? Meanwhile, I will move along with somebody who knows what it is and somebody who values me and that we could have a relationship with, you know? You don't want somebody who's emotionally unavailable because they will not be able to give to you what you need, okay? They still have those open wounds or they're making excuses. Another thing too I want to tell you. A lot of these people are going to make excuses and tell you, oh, you know, it's hard for me to commit to a relationship or something like that. You know, I've been hurt. My ex cheated on me, yada, yada, yada. You know, they come up with every excuse in the book. That may be the case and that may not be the case and that may be an excuse why they don't want to move forward with you. Whatever the case may be, they're not moving forward with you. So they're not relationship ready, okay? And that is not somebody that you want to waste your time because I'm going to say it, I've said it before 1,000 times, your time is valuable. Life goes fast, you guys. Take it from me, okay? I'm living proof of this. I wish I could get back the years that I had with the wrong people. So this is what I'm telling you. Value your time. And if you see somebody is not relationship ready, don't waste your time, okay? You will meet somebody else. Give yourself time. Get into yourself. You will meet somebody else. Trust me when I tell you. You will. And, you know, this is why we got to screen these people or you waste your life away with somebody, all right? So I hope that helps you guys. If it did, hit the subscribe button, share, and have a great day, you guys.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my 2 books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz.